Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jamieson. Batting second. The second baseman, Bill Wamsgans. Batting third. The center fielder, Tris Speaker. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Larry Gardner. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Stuffy McInnes. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Smokey Joe Wood. Batting eighth. The catcher, Steve O'Neill. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Guy Morton. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Guy Morton. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ernie Johnson. Batting second. The third baseman, Eddie Mulligan. Batting third. The second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Harry Hooper. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Earl Shealy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Schock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Faber. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Red Faber. And now, play ball. Charlie Jamieson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamieson strikes out. One out. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan strikes out. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morton fields it and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to second. Two outs. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hooper. Wood reaches second base with a double. McInnes moves to third. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mulligan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill strikes out. One out. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wood. Falk reaches second base with a double. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy takes first base on ball four. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. O'Neill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Guy Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jameson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hooper. Jameson reaches second base with a double. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0 for 1 in the game. Wamsgans hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jameson scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Speaker takes first base on ball 4. Wamsgans moves to second. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 0 for 1 in the game. Mulligan bunts towards the mound. Morton fields it and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to second. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. Collins hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Hooper hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McInnes hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Wood strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0 for 1 in the game. Ma still strikes out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Falk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Shealy strikes out. There goes Falk. The throw from O'Neill to second, and Falk is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, The Indians won, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Neill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Guy Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton is 0-for-1 in the game. Morton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Jameson bunts towards the mound. Faber fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Morton moves to second. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wamsgans strikes out. There goes Morton. The throw from Schalk and Morton is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-1 in the game. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0-for-1 in the game. Faber hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Johnson hits a line drive into right field. Wood picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Wood. Faber moves to third. Johnson moves to second. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 0-for-1 in the game. Mulligan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Speaker. Mulligan reaches second base with a double. Faber scores. Johnson scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-2 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mulligan moves to third. Two outs. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0-for-2 in the game. Hooper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mulligan scores. It's 3-1, White Sox. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 0-for-2 in the game. Mostill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Speaker hits a pop-up towards short. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-2 in the game. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Falk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Shealy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Falk moves to third. Dave Keefe now pitching. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0 for 2 in the game. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Keefe fields it and throws to first for the out. Sheely moves to second. One out. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Faber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it and throws to home to get Falk. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Johnson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wood. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Sheely scores. Faber moves to third. It's 4-1, White Sox. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Mulligan hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McInnes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Wood hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McInnes moves to second. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. O'Neill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McInnes scores. Wood moves to second. It's 4-2, White Sox. Les Nunemaker pinch hits for Dave Keefe. Les Nunemaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nunemaker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mulligan fields it and throws to second for the out. Wood moves to third. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely fields it and throws to home to get Wood. Nunemaker moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Wamsgans hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nunemaker scores. Jameson moves to second. It's 4-3, White Sox. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Speaker hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Alan Sotheron now pitching. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 3 in the game. Collins takes first base on ball 4. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 0 for 3 in the game. Mostill hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Falk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 3 in the game. Gardner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 3 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gardner moves to third. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. McInnes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mulligan fields it and throws to first for the out. Gardner scores. Sewell moves to second. One out. It's Indians, 4, White Sox, 4. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Wood hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Shealy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0 for 3 in the game. Schalk hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Faber bunts towards the mound. So Theron fields it and throws to first for the out. Shealy moves to second. Two outs. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 4 for 4 in the game, with three singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Mulligan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wood, who is chasing the ball. Mulligan reaches third base with a triple. Shealy scores. Johnson goes all the way around to score. It's 6-4, White Sox. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Collins takes first base on ball 4. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hooper hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. O'Neill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Evans pinch runs for Steve O'Neill. Jack Graney pinch hits for Alan Sotheron. Jack Graney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graney takes first base on ball 4. Evans moves to second. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Jameson bunts towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. Evans moves to third. Graney moves to second. One out. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Wamsgans strikes out. Two outs. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shealy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Speaker for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.